Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Marcus Aurelius was the emperor of Rome from 161 to 180 AD and is considered as the last of the five good emperors. Widely referred to as a philanthropic philosopher king, Marcus worked to embody the philosophy of Stoicism through careful action, self-restraint, and respect throughout his life. During his rule, he found the time to construct a series of autobiographical writings, now known as the Meditations. And thanks to his prolific journaling, we have a fair idea about how he dealt with his share of difficult people on a daily basis. And in this video, we'll be diving into 5 ways Marcus Aurelius dealt with difficult people and how we can use these lessons to deal with such people in our modern-day lives. Number 1. Set your expectations straight. Marcus Aurelius says, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly." Stoicism, being the practical philosophy, makes us see people the way they are rather than seeing them the way we want them to be. Marcus Aurelius, despite being a man of great temperance and discipline, is said to have set his expectations straight by practicing the technique of negative visualization as a part of his morning routine. Each morning, he mentally prepared himself for the people he might encounter and was ready to handle anyone, no matter how difficult or abrasive they may be. Difficult people are everywhere. And the idea behind this practice of setting your expectations straight by visualizing the way they are is not to think ill about anyone, but to stay prepared if they inevitably cross your path. Imagine that you're in your office, working on an unusual task, and everything's just fine. Suddenly your boss comes over to you and starts shouting at you in front of your colleagues for an error in your report or for something you may or may not have done. In this situation, you'll probably feel embarrassed, demotivated, and probably more than a little angry. Now imagine the exact same scenario, only this time your colleague warns you about your boss being in a bad mood. Now that you already know about your boss's mood, you'll double-check your report before sending it in, and even then, if your boss yells at you for something you may or may not have done, you'll still be startled, but not nearly as much because you already knew what to expect. Your expectations deeply influence your emotions, and by regularly reminding yourself that unpleasant people can show up at any time, this won't startle you as much, and you'll be better able to deal with them. Difficult people are going to be there, and you will encounter them. It's a part of life, so expect it to happen. Number 2. Let it go. Marcus Aurelius tells us, "The best revenge is to be unlike the one who performed the injustice." Centuries before Disney princesses, Marcus Aurelius was already teaching his followers that the best revenge is to exact no revenge at all. If your response to rudeness or being insulted is to be offensive and insulting right back, all you have achieved is to sink to their level and help justify their unpleasant behavior. So he advises us to take the higher ground with our response and approach the situation with virtue and logic. Regardless of our perfect planning and rehearsals, plans still can and often do go awry. We rarely get to control what happens to or around us. Despite your best efforts, you still might not get that promotion. You still hit traffic on your commute. Your video might not go viral, or you might get sick. You can't really control any of these things. People are no different. Their speech and actions are also external, uncontrollable events. Whether at work or in a social situation, we all encounter difficult people from time to time. Some will cut in your line, others may lie and take credit for your work or humiliate you in public. Even though one cannot control most of the things they say or do, we let them and their insults affect us long after the incident is over. Maybe for an entire day, or week, or month, or even an entire lifetime. And we often respond to it with resentment, anger, or even by plotting out revenge. However, according to the Stoics, vengeance is a waste of time and will ultimately...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
They do you more harm than good. They would advise us not to take things too personally. If someone mistreats you, it's because in that moment they don't know any better. Their actions must be either intentional or unintentional. If they're unintentional, it doesn't make sense to waste our time and energy on their negligence. And if they're intentional, then there's something wrong with their character, and you can't control how other people behave. All you can control is how you respond to their behavior. So the next time you experience rudeness, or are called a name, or spoken to in a tone that you find offensive, ask yourself how you've actually been harmed by it. For example, if someone makes fun of you and calls you ugly, ask yourself, does the opinion of someone like that actually matter? What exactly are the possible consequences to you if they were to keep calling you ugly? The only possible consequences are in your own head. And if they're just in your mind, then you can control them. And if you can control them, then they can't do you any harm. Aurelius teaches us to resist the impulse to respond with resentment and instead learn to let it go. Number 3. Remember our common humanity. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, we were born to work together, like feet, hands, and eyes. Like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on him. These are obstructions. According to Aurelius, we all share a common bond in our human existence. All of us deal with difficult emotions, devastating experiences, and daily stresses. Sure, we all live a different life and lifestyle, but in some aspects, we're all exactly the same. None of us are immune to pain, illness, loss, and death. We humans are innately social creatures, with many inbuilt evolutionary mechanisms that enable and encourage us to work together, and which is why we should always treat everyone with kindness and compassion, no matter how difficult they may be. When Marcus would experience a shameless or difficult person, he'd ask himself, is a world without shamelessness possible? No. Then don't ask the impossible. There have to be shameless people in the world. This is one of them. We all know that meeting problematic people is unavoidable in our lives. However, Marcus would advise us not to see the actions of these difficult and abrasive people as directly targeting you. Instead, we should attribute their ill behavior to ignorance. They behave poorly because they lack the knowledge that you possess. When someone says or does something that is wrong in your eyes, the judgment of being wrong is based on the knowledge that you have. If a person doesn't have the same information or wisdom as you, it's unlikely that they'll come to the same conclusions regarding what's right and wrong. For example, if someone is making fun of your weight and continuously calling you fat, it may be because they might not think that body shaming is a bad thing, and instead feel that it's motivational and that they're actually just being helpful. You get upset because you think it's unkind. This affects your confidence and potentially makes things worse, while they may have no idea how it actually affects you. More importantly, just like everyone else, we can also be ignorant. Think about it. How often do you act or speak with the purpose of upsetting or hurting someone else? How many times have you actively pursued the baiting or taunting of another? With that in mind, you'll realize that no matter how irritating or troublesome someone's being, that's usually not their intention. So, when you engage with family, friends, colleagues, and strangers, treat them with kindness. Remind yourself of our common humanity and that you don't know what the other person is going through, which is why you should always strive to be present and compassionate in your social interactions. This will elevate your relationships and deepen your appreciation for others. On the rare occasions where hurting you is their intention, you can always choose to return to the concept of controlling our own thoughts and actions. If you find someone gunning for your spirit, you can choose to let that pass over you by sticking to your own morals and values. Number 4. Take action.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
To quote Marcus Aurelius, waste no more time arguing what a good man should be one. According to Aurelius, it isn't what we say that defines our character, it's what we do. People are way more affected by your actions than your words. What you do speaks so loudly that they can't hear what you say. So if you want to influence others, you should show them rather than tell them. There's a tendency for us all to find and dissect the faults of others after a few less than pleasant interactions. How often do we hear ourselves complaining about the coworker, about our spouse, or a friend and our toxic relationship with them, but don't actually do something about it? We wait for the other person to take the initiative. We need to understand that the issues we face in our relationships will only get worse with stagnation. We need to take action and address the issue immediately. Start by asking yourself what you're doing that might be setting off the other person. Ask if your ego is coming into play and causing you not to take any action or have any confrontation. Instead of talking about each other, you need to talk to each other. If you want yourself and the others around you to be better, don't go about telling others how to act. Instead, cultivate the virtues yourself and express them through your conduct. When you do that, you'll inspire others. You'll inspire those around you to be better too. And in the process, you'll make life for yourself and everyone around you a little bit better. Number 5. Overcome envy. Marcus Aurelius teaches us, If you envy what you don't have, you'll never be free. Free, independent, imperturbable. Because you'll always be envious and jealous, afraid that people might come and take it all away from you. According to Stoicism, there are four passions that contribute to our misery: distress, fear, lust, and delight. Envy and jealousy is a form of distress that consumes us and makes us irrational. The blinding passion of envy, wanting something that someone else has or feeling rebuffed by someone else's success, can cause us great pain and distress. According to Marcus Aurelius, we find happiness within ourselves, not in achieving things that others have. Only we are responsible for fulfilling our lives. By envying what others have or how successful they are, we're putting our happiness in the hands of others, which is misguided and pointless. We waste enormous chunks of our day scrolling through social media, looking at the self-selected photos of our friends and being miserable over the fact that they're doing well and how badly we deserve the kind of life everyone else seems to be living. Envy is a complex cluster of feelings that we experience in response to another person who has success, skills, or qualities that we desire. When envy is activated within any relationship, the relationship can experience significant tension and conflict. According to the Stoics, all the blessings in your life are on loan from fortune, and all of which must be returned sooner or later. So, while some people may seem to have the success, relationship, or fame you covet right now, they could lose everything tomorrow. You have no idea what plans fortune has in store for them, and the more they have, the more they risk losing. Money, fame, and power are impermanent and outside of your control. So, instead of comparing your situation to others, compare yourself to who you were yesterday. That way, you will continuously strive to become the person you want to be, and you'll cultivate true happiness and fulfillment.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.